You are listening to Real World News.
Interview with Clever Folgado, coordinator of the permanent campaign against agrotoxics called Block Via Campesina. The use of agrotoxics produced by transnational corporations has reached alarming levels in Latin America. They represent the key element of the hegemonic agribusiness model in most of the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. Seeds are designed according to their needs. In this strong combination, capital grows at the expense of the people's health, the poisoning of water and soils, and the loss of biodiversity. This is why in the latest Congress of Latin American Coordination of Countryside Organizations, CLOC Via Campesina, held in Quito, Ecuador in 2010, the creation of a permanent campaign to raise awareness about and fight against the poison and technology was developed. 2 years later, in Nicaragua's capital, Managua, the need and relevance of this decision was ratified by the over 300 delegates of the five regions of CLOC Via Campesina at their Continental Assembly. Real World Radio interviewed Clever Folgado, the Movement of Small-Scale Farmers of Brazil, and coordinator of a campaign that, even though it is still being developed, it has already achieved great progress and is one of the bridges between the peasant world platform and the urban populations, which are increasingly concerned about healthy food. Folgado said that the campaign was created in order to expose the effects of this technology based on chemical supplies, herbicides, and generic insecticides, both on the final product and the consumer, peasants, rural workers that use it. The peasants of the world have a great capacity to produce without poison, which is something that is concealed by the current hegemonic model. Poisons are not a need, they are an imposition, explained Clever in an interview in Managua. Confronting the agro-poison model implies reclaiming agroecology as an alternative to that model and in order to recover the peasant traditional knowledge within food sovereignty. The campaign is focused on different aspects: communication, legal mobilization, organization of people affected, academic research that is ethical to verify the effects of the agrotoxics industry. Folgado mentioned that in Brazil the company has a rising interest in parliament. The campaign was recently launched in Argentina. It is planned to be launched in Paraguay, Colombia, and Chile. He said that in an upcoming meeting of the working group of the campaign to be held in Sao Paulo, the agenda of the campaign in other Latin American countries will be updated. About the reaction of the agrotoxics industry, especially in Brazil, Clever Folgado spoke about an academic criminalization that has even attempted to prosecute researchers. Agribusiness companies have invested a lot of money in the media. Six companies, Bayer, Bast, Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, and Dow, control almost 70% of the production. Some of them also control seed production, and they face problems with what they call weed. There is a reaction from nature to all that aggression, and they know it. So they respond by taking institutional or legal actions or by lobbying, said Folgado. The false promises of increasing yield, reducing production costs, and preserving the environment, which aim to justify the introduction of the Green Revolution package, have not been fulfilled. Folgado recalls that transnational corporations like Monsanto have introduced GM seeds legally in several countries like Paraguay and Brazil, and he claims that the campaign is on the alert for the possible introduction in Latin America of seeds that include new transgenes in their design, which are clearly associated with new poisons. CLOC Via Campesina will propose to the 6th Conference of La Via Campesina International to globalize the permanent campaign against the use of agrotoxics in agriculture and to promote an agroecological model as a real alternative to feed humanity and cool off the planet.
You are listening to Real World News.